This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. You know what Chris Tucker's character says to Ice Cube's character in that movie, right?
Because it's Friday.
Yes, it is. And time for our game. This week, the guy on the line is freelance tech journalist Dan Lyons. He was also a writer on the HBO show Silicon Valley for season 2. Dan, are you ready to play the game where we try and stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news?
I am ready to play the game.
10.5 hours.
The amount of time the average kid spends playing video games in a week.
It's not what I'm looking for, but that is a very good guess. Rand Paul gave up the Senate floor Wednesday night after a 10.5-hour-long speech that may or may not have been an official filibuster over the renewal of Section 215 of the Patriot Act. You're familiar with this, I assume?
I am.
Which gives the NSA the power to collect bulk telephone records on Americans. All right, what do you got from me? Hit me.
69%.
69% of U.S. adults feel that the government should not collect their phone data.
Oh, very close. 69% of U.S. adults are not confident that the social networks they use will keep their data private and secure.
All right, I got something for you. Over 265,000 followers in 1 hour.
I think I know this one. This was President Obama's Twitter feed at POTUS when he launched it this week.
Well played, sir.
Aha!
Are you a follower? I mean, I'm sure you're a leader as well, but you know what I mean.
No, I'm more of a follower. An amazing story. Yeah, it's the new record for the fastest number of followers on Twitter, right?
Yeah. Apparently, though, future POTUSes will inherit the handle, so he can't leverage that Twitter branding into a new high-paying job after he leaves. Although something tells me he'll be making more than minimum wage. All right, what do you got for me?
All right, it's kind of easy. 1 million air miles or frequent flyer miles.
Why do you have to say it's kind of easy and then give me a number I don't know, Dan?
Yeah, no, I shouldn't have said it that way. This is really, really difficult. This is almost impossible to answer correctly.
Does this have to do with the guy who supposedly hacked into the system and made the plane fly sideways?
Sort of, I guess. United Airlines is offering this bug bounty program. If you can find a serious bug in its systems, they'll give you a million free air miles.
Let's make a deal. If you find one, you give me some of those miles.
We'll split it.
If I find one, I'll give you some of those miles, and then we could play this game again from Fiji.
I'm in. Totally in. I can't write any code or do any hacking, can you?
Not really.
See, we're screwed. That's it. This is the problem.
Dan Lyons is a freelance tech journalist. He was also a writer for season 2 of HBO's Silicon Valley, which wraps up the second season on June 14th. Dan, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.